Blog Talk Radio.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're gonna be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through, cause they built your muscle. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your hurting.
Hey, good evening, everyone. Welcome to D&K Bible Break. We're live on Blog Talk Radio. We just want to say good evening to you, me and my co-host, Ms. K, the lovely Ms. K. We're live again on Blog Talk Radio. That's www.blogtalkradio, Chaos Talk with Derek Oliver, or you can reach us at 845-277-9094. And again, we hope that you had a blessed weekend and hope you had a great day to start your week off. And I'm going to introduce my co-host, Ms. K. Are you there?
I am here. Good evening and happy Monday.
Right. We just want to wish everyone an encouraging word on tonight. We got a good one tonight. We're going to try to be short and sweet as often as we can, and be a little chaotic as well. Foremost, I'm going to open this up with prayer, and then I'm going to have a few words. I'm going to turn it over to Kay. She's going to be leading us on tonight. So with that being said, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just want to thank you. We want to thank you once again, Father God, for waking us up in our right frame of mind, giving us all activities of our land, Father God, and also giving us the mind to serve you and only you. Father God, if there's anything in us that's not like you, we ask that you remove it right now, Father God. We ask for forgiveness for all knowing and unknowing sins that are in our life. And Father God, we just ask that you give that listener the ear to hear your word and not only be hearers of your word, but be a doer of your word. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All right. And again, we're going to we're taking the whole month of December. I think we got one more Monday, right? Or is this the last Monday?
It may be the last Monday. My baby is turning 16 on Monday next week.
Oh, that is right. Well, I tell you what, we're going to do another. Before we close out December, we'll do another D&K Bible Break just to close out on a good note. Because when we come back in January, we will have a new, you know how I always thank all my sponsors, and I'm going to do it again, thank all my sponsors, but that's been supporting us. But come January, we're going to be under one umbrella, and that's under Disney. And it's a blessing. At the same time, God he's opened up a lot of doors. I just had to pick the one that best suited me in the ministry, and this is the one that suits me. Because we're going in a place where we can be able to minister in places that needs to hear ministry. And the first thing people are going to say, well, why do you choose Disney? You know, they support gay marriages and all of that. And they do, and I'm very well aware of that. But we're in a place where we can still preach the gospel and not change who we are. And that's one of the conditions if we could do that. And they know what we do and what we believe and what we preach. So it's an opportunity for us to be somewhere that doesn't really want us to be there, but we'll be able to bring the gospel. So I'm excited about that. So the 1st of January, we will be officially under Disney. And I'm going, and then hopefully, you know, I'm going to speak it into existence. But I'm give me about 3-4 years, and again, maybe before that, but they're going to be a chaos ride at Disney. I don't know which one of them parts, but one of them going to have a chaos ride. You know, one of them roller coasters that you go in that you're really not on a roller coaster, the illusion roller coaster. That's what I want.
Right.
I want it to be chaos. I'm working on it. I'm working on it. So pray for us. Continue to pray for us. With that being said, I'm going to turn it over to my beautiful wife, Miss Kay, and she was going to direct us tonight. She got an awesome word that's coming for tonight. So I ask that you just pay attention and listen to it. Now, we're not a Bible study, but she's going to touch on some things that's going to be very enlightening and uplifting, and hopefully you'll get something out of this. So with no further ado, I'm going to turn it over to you, Kay. Go ahead.
All right. So tonight, we're going to do it a little bit different. So I have a couple of words that I wanted to discuss on tonight. These words are words that can lead us astray if we're not careful. So they all start with D's, and we're going to take them two by two. That's the way we're going to do them tonight. But the words that we're going to be covering tonight, and I will have scriptures to go along with these words, I have destruction, distraction, deception, division, equal demonic delusion, which equals death. So that's destruction, distraction, or I should say distractions with an S, plural, deception, division, equal demonic delusions, which can equal death. So we're going to take it two by two, as I said it. So we're going to take the first two, destruction and distraction. The scripture for destruction I have is Galatians 6 and 8. And it says, whoever sows to please their flesh from the flesh will reap destruction. Whoever sows to please the spirit will reap eternal life. That's Galatians 6 and 8 for the word destruction. The second word we're going to talk about here is distractions. And that's going to be 1 Corinthians 7 and 35. It says, I am saying this for your benefit, not to place restrictions on you. I want you to do whatever will help you serve the Lord best with as few distractions as possible. So that was 1 Corinthians 7 and 35. And so with destruction and distraction, you know, I was thinking, I'm like, there's a lot of things in this life, if we're not careful, can set us up for self-destruction. So we have the enemy that's coming at us, that's trying to destroy us every day. We have choices that we make that can bring destruction on situations in our lives. We also have distractions. Distractions come from anywhere. It can come from your job, from that TV show you watching, from any money issues, financial issues, social media. All of these things can be a distraction, which takes our focus away from what we're supposed to be doing. So we have destruction and we have distractions. And I've said it before, if the enemy can't destroy you, he will distract you. So it's important that, you know, we stay alert and recognize, you know, when he's trying to draw our attention away from the things of God. It's easy to get distracted. It's easy to fall into a line of something being destroyed. So I'm going to stop right there for a second. Husband, you want to ask? Say anything about destruction and distractions?
There's a lot there. There's a lot. Because distractions, and I'm just speaking on the church side of it, which I know about, we could be doing, think we're doing ministry, and it could be a distraction. And you won't even know it's a distraction until it's too late. That's why it's very important that you have to line everything up with the word of God. Because if you don't, you think you're doing the word of God. You think you're doing the will of God, and you're not. That's the way the devil tries to distract us. Because, you know, some people can be distracted with alcohol, beer, and things of that nature. But sometimes when you're in ministry and you kind of know better, you can be distracted by sometimes he will distract you by doing all ministry and you don't spend no time with your family. That's a distraction that can cause destruction. You could be ministering to someone, and it could be the opposite sex. You could mean it to be ministry, but it's a distraction, and it can cause, it can destroy you. So we have to be very careful, and I'm glad you brought that out, because it can be very dangerous and with these distractions, especially if you're saved and walking with the Lord. Now, the Lord will give you discernment, but sometimes as individuals, we like to do things on our own. At least I know I do. I'm only speaking for myself. And think we're doing ministry, and we can be distracted. And when you finally realize you're distracted, you could have already destroyed yourself. That's what the devil is trying to do with a lot of the believers, in my opinion, on tonight. So I'm going to stop right there because you're doing real good, and I'm going to let you continue.
You know, I was thinking when you were saying that, a lot of the times we get so caught up in doing, and we don't know how to enjoy being. So we're just doing, we're doing this, we're doing that, and we're not taking it all in to realize that, you know, let me just say it like this. You know, Thanksgiving is coming up, right? And I like to, I'm not one of these old school people who prepare days, and that's not me. It don't take me that long. And I think my food tastes pretty good when I'm done. But I can start that morning, not that morning, the day before, I'm sorry. I start the day before, and by the next morning, I'm good to go. The thing is, if I get caught up in just doing and doing, and I'm not, I have to enjoy. Back in the day, I used to just do. And not taking in, this is a time when you should be fellowshipping with your family, communicating with your family, enjoying your family. Let the kids help you do this, or get in, let your, you know, have your spouse come in and help, or even if they're just sitting there talking with you while you're preparing, whatever your, the way you do it in your household, just enjoy the moment. Enjoy what's going on. And a lot of times we get so caught up in doing the work of the Lord. We're supposed to do the work of the Lord, but make sure that you're doing things decently and in order. Like you said, you're doing all this work and then your household is suffering. God ain't pleased with that. He doesn't want your household to suffer because you're running here, you're running there, and your family is suffering because you don't have time for them. So, but the enemy wants us to feel that, okay, the enemy is sitting back listening and I'm laughing like, okay, they think they're doing something for the Lord. Okay, but your family needs you. You gotta take care of home first before you can go out trying to take care of anything else, because you're responsible for those lives that are in your household. And the enemy will distract us in order to destroy us. And in order for us to give our full attention to God, we have to give our full affection to God. So you got to be affectionate not only to what you do in the house of the Lord, be affectionate to your family. Let them know where you stand and how important they are in your life. And the enemy likes us to, some people, on one hand, it's extreme. They're just doing. On the other hand, you have other people who they're not doing anything for the Lord. They're all about doing for their family. There has to be a balance. And at the end of the day, your priority, no matter what, number one is Christ. Christ is your first priority. And when you put him first, everything else will line up the way it's supposed to line up. And don't allow the enemy to distract you, because at the end of the day, all he wants to do is destroy you. 1 Peter 5:8 says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. And he will use anybody and he use anything to destroy you and to distract you. So those are two words that I wanted to cover tonight. The other two are deception and division. So deception and division. Scripture that I have for that is Matthew 24:24. It says, for there shall arise false Christs and false prophets and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. That is Matthew 24 and 24. The second word is division. Romans 16, verses 17 and 18. It says, now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which ye have learned, and avoid them. For they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple. When I looked at that and I looked at the other scripture, it's like what came to my mind is don't believe the hype. You got a lot of people out here talking the good talk. They know how to say it, when to say it. They'll take the scripture and they'll twist it for their own good. I was sharing with my husband. I had went to Aldi's a couple weeks ago, about a month ago maybe, and I had met this older gentleman in line. And we were talking about the Lord, and he was telling me that there's a church that he had attended, and the pastor there was teaching that the devil was telling the truth and that God was lying. And he referenced Genesis, it's chapter 2 as well as mainly chapter 3, where the serpent is talking to Eve and letting her know that she wouldn't surely die. And he used that scripture to tell his congregation that God was lying because clearly she didn't die and the devil was telling the truth. And I'm like, okay, if we're living in a day where people can take the word and they can twist it and they can use it the way they want to use it, and people are listening and people are still attending, and this is going to lead to death, demonic delusion. That's going to be my next part. But demonic, these are all delusions, and the enemy is just loving it. You going to church, you thinking you learning what's right, and the leader is twisting the word. That's why it's very, very important that you get into the word. Learn how to get in the word. If you don't understand, you can Google pretty much everything. Google whatever thing you want to learn about, Google it. And not only just look at Google, reference it. Get you commentary. Get you different things to study, to reference, to make sure that what you're reading is lining up with what the Lord is saying and what you're learning is lining up with what the Lord is saying. The devil is very cunning. And again, he will use anybody to get his method, to get his ways, to bring down however many people he can bring down with him, because his time is running out and he doesn't care. He's going to take everybody out if he can. So it's very important. Don't just go by what somebody is telling you just because they sound good. They know how to do all the theatrics and the humming and the hollering and the flipping. And you got to get into the word for yourself and know what the Lord is saying. He, if you ask for wisdom, he'll give it to you, but you got to ask him for it and be willing to be obedient to what his word is saying. Husband, go ahead. Deception and division.
You just gave me something, and I'm going to say it real quick. Hopefully it goes with it, but it just dropped in my spirit. You know how our neighbors put their Christmas stuff up already, and it looks real pretty on the outside? You know how it looks real nice on the outside because they have all these decorations. It looks real pretty. And what you just said made a lot of sense, because a lot of times we have to make a decision. And you know how we ride around neighborhoods and we look at the lights and everything on the outside looks so pretty.
Right.
But if you go inside their house, and I'm talking about my neighbors because they nosy and they always in everybody's business, they're not good people. And that's what the devil does. He puts an illusion out there. He could put a scripture. He could put a person, pastor, elder, whoever. He can make it look real good. But once you go on the inside of it, it's nasty. And then you become corrupt, which leads to your spiritual death. And that's what he wants to do. The preacher, Minister Tolbert, yesterday, that preacher, awesome work, had a title, From the Inside Out. And you have to get the word on the inside so you can understand when these fake people and fake stuff that wants to get you off the mind of Christ, you'll be able to have something to make that decision with. But my wife came home telling me about what she was saying about the man. The first thing that I thought of, what you doing talking to another man in Aldi's? Then I had to think about it for a minute. She was talking to the man. I'm just playing. I don't want no one thinking anything crazy. It's a joke. But when I listened to what she was saying, if me and my wife are not in the Word, she could have came to me with some crazy stuff, and I would have had to try to fix it. But thank God we're in the Word of God, and we know better. And you know, but people who don't know will take that. And anytime you think that you can catch the truth and you want to be new, you want to be transparent, you want to have a new word, or we've been preaching the wrong thing all the time, we've been lying all the time. Eve didn't die, and what, you know, but when you're separated from Christ, you are dead. If you're not living for Christ, you are dead. I mean, it is what it is. People don't understand that because they're not in the Word of God. But for us that study the Word, and we know what we're talking about. But for those who don't know, they can use that. And that's why you have a lot of messed up people going around here saying a lot of crazy stuff, because they're really not in tune into the Word. But this is a good lesson. I'm glad that you talking about this, because we have to let people know that you can spiritually be separated from Christ. If you're not His child, you're dead. And I suggest you take the CPR class we're giving you right now and become alive. But I'm going to let you keep on talking, because, you know, I can go on.
All right. Well, at the end of the day, a lot of the times we're distracted. I guess I could say, I don't want to say this is a distraction for me, but it could become a distraction for me if I let it. Money. You know, this is not me personally, but I do know, especially around income tax time, and, you know, people get a big head around that time. And they could be saints, and it's a distraction. They think they got so much going on right now, and they're not thinking about, okay, what about 6 months from now, where you're going to be at then? They don't know how to, if I can say, stretch things out. And the enemy can use that as a distraction. The more money you get, they say, the more problems. And I'm like, Lord, let me be an example that that won't happen. That's what I say. Let me be an example. But at the end of the day, it may not be you with the causing the problems, but your outside circle could be causing the problem. And when people know too much of what you got going on, they can become a distraction, become a hindrance to what you're trying to do. They can ultimately destroy what you're trying to do at the end of the day if you're not careful. And when I go over these deception, distraction, division, even in your families, there's a lot of division that could take place because of distractions and things that the enemy is trying to do. All these things can happen if you're not careful. And even if they do happen, as a child of God, He always makes a way of an escape for you. So even if you go through things where you're being distracted and you don't have everything lined up the way you're supposed to have it lined up, maybe you got off balance over here, maybe somebody made you say something that you like, man, I shouldn't have said that, I was wrong for that, or maybe you looked at something and it's like, oh, I don't know, maybe that looks right now, and it's like, no, okay, let me check myself, because the enemy, like I said, he will use anybody and anything to pull you. And money is one of those things, from my experience, that I see that causes people to go. You take a lot of these big churches. Yes, I'm happy you're prospering, but if you're not calling people to salvation, telling people they need to repent. As the brother said on yesterday, you're just a motivational speaker. And a lot of these motivational speakers, they're in it for the money. They're not in it because of Christ. And they may start out that way, or they may just think they're running game and be like, look, this, I can make a lot of money over here with these church people. I mean, whatever the reason is, you have to be careful, because the deception, a lot of the times, is right there in your face. And if you don't pay attention, you can fall right on into the trap, because their words sound good. Their speech is so eloquent, you can just be like, okay, that sounds great. And it's good to your ear. It tickles your ears. It makes you say, oh, that sounds good. And you think it's all good, when it's like, the Lord is like, no, that ain't for me. I'm not saying that. So it's important that we pay attention, that we get into our word, the Lord, for ourselves. Because if not, we can be easily swayed from left to right. So put your horse, what are those horse things that the horses have on, where they can't look left, they can't look right, they got to look straight ahead. Put those on and ask the Lord to guide you with his spiritual eyes and his spiritual ears, so that way you can, you know, not be deceived by the enemy. All right, so the last thing I'm going to do, well, not the last thing, but demonic delusions. First Timothy 4:1. But the Spirit explicitly says that in later times, some will fall away from the faith, paying attention to deceitful spirits and doctrines of demons. That's 1 Timothy 4:1. So the Bible tells you right here, this is going to happen. People may be in the faith. They're going to fall away. I know you've seen, you'd be like, oh, I thought they were, oh, I didn't know they were. You see it all the time. And it's because of this deception, distractions, destruction, all of this, division, all of this comes into play when the enemy is trying to seek us and devour us. These demonic delusions have us looking at stuff and you thinking it's right. I heard, Pastor Tony Evans, he was preaching on the word luck. And I had to catch myself, and I'm like, Lord, forgive me, because I do that. And I know a lot of people do it. And we do it without even thinking it. We'll say, oh, good luck, or good luck on that, or good luck. And it's like, luck is not what we should be saying. And I thought about that, and I was like, okay, maybe that's not the best way to say things. But we get so used to saying things, we don't think there's no harm in it. But when you learn something and the Lord allows you to see something, if he tells you to do otherwise, then you do what the Lord is telling you to do. If the Lord is not telling you to do it, if you don't feel that yet your spirit is convicted with saying that, do what the Lord tells you to do. For me, I'm like, I've got to change my vocabulary. I don't want to use that word anymore. I want to find another word that I can use instead of that word luck. And I had shared that with my husband, and my husband was like, that's not even something, you know, he doesn't even think about using that. That word is like, okay, it's just a word. You know, it doesn't mean, but a lot of times that's how the enemy gets us. It's just, we're so used to saying something, and we could be out of order. We could be speaking something that we should not be speaking. And by no means do I want to do that. So I find myself checking my vocabulary to make sure that the words that are coming out of my mouth are edifying and lifting up the Lord, and not some other little G God. I don't need no good luck fairy tale God. I need the real capital G-O-D, the true and living God. So just got to be mindful of the words that we say, because that's another way that the enemy can distract us. Husband, do you want to add anything?
Well, no, that's really a great point. And out of my ignorance, because when she shared it with me, I'm like, you know, being a football coach playing football, we all say good luck, you know. Things like that, the football gods, it's just never really thinking about it. But now, as I had enough time to meditate and to listen to where she's coming from, you know, when we say stuff sometimes, there's power in the tongue. And even though it may be me saying it to my wife, well, good luck playing basketball. Well, we're very competitive. We do date nights. We go to main event. And we shoot pool and shoot the baskets and play air hockey. This is something that me and my wife does on our spare time. And a lot of times we say that's a lucky shot, or you got lucky, or good luck. But if you're doing that outside and you're saying that to a little kid or to anybody, and now with the way the world is today with the sage and the incense and money baths and all stuff, you really could be speaking something into someone. So even me have to check myself with my words that I use. And my vocabulary isn't very bright anyway. So I have a very low case of word knowledge anyway. So now I have to really concentrate on what I got to say and make sure that it means what it means and not something totally different. And we just have to be careful because the devil's not playing. And there's a lot of people who are being deceived that's been in the church a long, long time. I'm not talking about babies in church. I'm talking about people that's been in church that's talking crazy stuff about, you know, this, that, and the other, and they're very distracted, and they're falling away from Christ, and that's what's going to lead to their death spiritually. I'm not talking about a physical death. I'm talking about a spiritual death, and that's where you really don't want to be. And if people keep playing with these words and listening to all this new religion and stuff that's coming on, it will distract you, and it could be the cause of your spiritual death if you allow and you keep tapping into it. So even myself with the word luck, I got to find something. Pray for me now. I ain't saying that I'm going to be delivered tonight, but pray for me. Bring it to my remembrance if I say it. And not just that word, there's other words too. So we just have to be mindful.
All right. You know, at the end of the day, we are all seeking something. Whether it's a higher education, whether it's a closer relationship with the Lord, a closer relationship with our family, weight loss goals, weight gain goals, anything that you're seeking and you may find difficult, don't let that be a distraction, because if it's difficult, at the end of the day, the Lord is still there, and he's waiting on you to ask him on how to handle the situation, on how to proceed with the situation. I know some people, they have things that they're diagnosed with. They have situations where, you know, their children are out of control. Their spouses are doing things outside of the will of God, and those things can distract us, and a lot of times they can destroy us. They may not destroy us physically, but mentally, spiritually, emotionally, we feel beat. We feel beat down. We feel defeated. We can feel overwhelmed. I see a lot of things going around about anxiety. All these things, they are real to how we feel because we're human. And those are things that are going on with inside us. At the end of the day, a lot of things can feel like, you know, like quicksand, how you just feel so consumed and it just feels like you're getting sucked in. You know, quicksand, like everything just seems to be pulling you down. That's not where God wants us to be. So no matter what our situations look like or how we feel about a situation, it's important that we try to push through. I know it's easier said than done. I know we live in a microwave society where we want things done right now. And a lot of the times, it doesn't need to be done right now. In our mind, we think it's a rush and it's a hurry. But if you allow the Lord to do things according to his timing, it's going to always work out. Now, it may not work out the way you think it should work out, but it will work out according to God's purpose and according to his will. You just got to stay the course and trust him and seek him with all these things going around in the world. Romans 12:2 says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Regardless of the distractions, the delusions, the destruction, all these things, the deception, division, all these things that's going around in this world, at the end of the day, God is still in control. There is nothing happening that he does not allow, that he's not aware of. I think about Job and how he had to, how the enemy had to, you know, get permission to even go after Job. So, and look what happened to Job. He was a mighty man of God. And I don't know nobody that can compare to how Job was in this day and age. So if God did that and more for Job, of course he's going to do that and more for us as well if we stay the course. We may not like the results of what's going on like right now, and we may not see the fulfillment of a lot of things right now on this side. Some things we may not know until we're on the other side. But do not give up and keep on pressing, you know, towards, you know, what the Lord is calling you to do. There's nothing too hard for him. There's nothing impossible for him to even to do on your behalf. A lot of us, we don't have the peace that we need. And we wrestle with a lot of things. But the Spirit said we wrestle not against flesh and blood. This is all spiritual. All these things, a lot of things are spiritual attacks. And if we're not careful, we could be blaming this and that. And it's like, open our spiritual eyes so that we can really see what's going on. Because the enemy is going to keep on trying you. He's going to keep on making that child act like that. He's going to keep on making your spouse act like that. He's going to keep on using whoever and whatever situation he can to distract you, to destroy you, so that you will give up and not walk this life according to the will of God. So tonight I just wanted to encourage everybody to, you know, seek God in everything that you do. Even if you don't understand it, even if you don't like what's going on, continue to serve him, continue to praise him. You know, I was in service on yesterday and talking about worship, and at the end of the day, your worship is very important. It's a very important part of your life. Prayer is a very important part of your life. Spending time with the Lord is a very important part of your life. Because before you know it, I think Sister Dub always say, you know, take so much time in the morning with the Lord. And a lot of times I'm guilty. I'll say, oh, I'm going to get up and I'm going to do this. My body be so tired. I'll hit snooze. And guess what? By the time I get up, it's time to go to work. And I missed that opportunity that I could have had.
Wow, are you there? Can you hear me? Hey, I lost you. Okay, we lost Sister K. She must have got in a rhythm. I know she's going to say I hung up on her, but that's not what happened. She got dropped. I don't know why. Maybe she got, the mic got hot and they dropped her. But if you can hear me, call back in. I had to send a notification that she's not on. But, yeah, that's what happened. The devil sometimes wants to get in and mess up our mic system. And I believe that's what happened with her. You back on?
Said, okay, Lord, maybe I'm talking too much. Maybe I'm talking a little bit too much. But anyway,
no,
God will still get the glory today. You're going to get the glory.
Always.
I don't care.
Always. But, yeah, a lot of times we have to look at something, and I know I'm going to mess this up, but, again, while you were talking, the Lord dropped something in my spirit. A lot of times, and no reason I'm bringing this up, because me and my wife, we're going on my 50th birthday. I'm going to be going on a cruise in a couple weeks, and we're going to be on a big cruise ship, and the difference between being on a big cruise ship and being on a regular boat is a little bit different. Because on a regular boat or speed boat, you can make a right-hand turn, you can make a left-hand turn, and it turns real quick. And it's very fast moving. When you're on a ship and you have to go right or left, I forget they don't say right or left. It's so many kilometers you do to turn. And it takes a long time to turn. And you don't even know you're turning, but you're turning. And that's sort of like the way the Lord moves when you start studying his word. We want that speedboat mentality when you can make a right or left and you turn. You can see yourself turning. You can feel yourself turning. But when you're on that big ship and the ship goes right or left or however it needs to go, you don't even know that you're turning. And a lot of times when you get in God's word, you're going to turn. You may not see it tomorrow or the next day. It could be months, and you'll find out that you've changed so many different things, and you don't even know when it happened. It just happens. It moves. I don't want to say moves slow, but it moves steady, and it moves when you don't even think that you're moving. You're changing, and you don't even know that you're changing. As long as you read the word, study the word, and stay consistent in the word, you're going to change, and you won't be deceived. You won't be distracted, even though distraction sometimes is very hard to fight off. But if you're in the word, you'll be able to, the Holy Spirit will guide you and let you know what's right and what's wrong. A lot of the reason these other so-called saints don't know about a distraction because they're not connected to the Holy Spirit. They're just say they saved. And they confess it, but they really don't believe it, and they can be deceived. When you have a relationship with Christ, he's going to chastise you. He's going to give you warning. He's going to let you know what's right and what's not right. And that discernment, if you stay in the word of God, as soon as you get out of the word of God, you'll believe anything anybody says because it sounds good. It looks good. It's like that. I can change it just like that with a snap of a finger. It doesn't always work like that. In some cases, it works like that. In some cases, it just doesn't. And you brought up Job. One thing about Job, when he lost everything, I can't even say because I've never experienced the loss of a child. He didn't just lose one. He lost all 10 of his kids at one time. Not just one. He lost all at one time. So when you're going through certain trials and tribulations, you know, they said, Lord, never put more than you can bear. But you have to understand, you have to stay in the word of God in order to get you through a lot of things that you can be distracted of. Because when we go through things, and I'm a witness, and I'm going to be done for the night, I get distracted when I'm going through something. And the Lord can be telling me right then and there, you're good, you're good, you're good. And sometimes you just got to know on the other side of through, the Lord will be there. But sometimes we got to get to the other side of through. We got to go through some things. And once we get to the other side is when we're going to be able to see what the Lord was trying to do and what he was preventing us from. There's people in an abusive relationship that's going through. But on the other side of that, they're going to have the victory because they're going to become more valuable. They're going to become more appreciative of who they are once they get through it. It's not us to pinpoint time on how God is going to move, how quick he can move. We know he can move quick and swift, and we also know that he can move on his time. Sometimes we just got to go through what we're going through. So don't get caught up in the distraction because it will destroy you, and it will cause you to have a spiritual death. That's really all I got to say tonight. Wife, that was a good teaching you had. Very good, knowledgeable, and you know, very rich on tonight. So I want to thank you for that, for sharing that with us. You have anything else you want to say?
I just have one last scripture. You can read it at your convenience. It's Psalms 37, verses 3-5. I'm just going to paraphrase. Trust in the Lord and do good. Take delight in the Lord. Commit everything you do to the Lord. So everything that you do, during this holiday season, you know, do it unto the Lord and enjoy your family. If you don't have family in the area, enjoy a friend. I pray that everybody has at least one person that they can speak with. Even if you are alone and you don't have anybody, you have the Lord. He promised never to leave nor forsake us. So put your music on, get you a song going, have fun and enjoy and relax and just soak up everything. Pay attention to what's going on around you with your family and your friends, and enjoy. That's how I'm going to leave it for this week. Enjoy your family. Be grateful. Be thankful. Don't make it all about you. Make it about somebody else. And enjoy. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, I mean, you did a great job. I want to thank you again for putting that together for us on tonight. Also, for those that are listening, hopefully you enjoyed and you got something out of it. And again, like I said, I don't like to call this a Bible study for tomorrow night. This is something for you and an individual family going through today. Listen, and hopefully we can enlighten on something to have you have a conversation about something. I don't want y'all to think that me and Kay over here, that we, you know, we don't go through things. We go through a lot. And the more that we get into the Word of God, you positioned to do this show, is very hard. And if we looked at the distractions all the time, it would destroy us. And I'm very transparent because, you know, I'll stay what's out there because I don't want the devil to think that we got to hide or think that you know, we too good to go because we go through stuff. And I'm going to share this quick testimony with you. And I'm going to show you how the devil almost had me distracted. I believe it was last week before last. You know, we have keep teenagers in the house. And me and my wife, we try to do date night. We try to do it as much as we can. And we went out last week or two weekends ago. And after the date we went on, we promised the grandkids to take them to a movie. Well, she promised them. I wasn't going to the movie, but our date went longer than what anticipated. So instead of bringing me home, she'd have been late for the movie. So I said, we might as well just make a whole day of it. Make a long story short, when we get home from being out just enjoying on each other, we walk into the house, and my house was like a weed factory. It would just smell. And right then and there, my attitude, my demeanor changed. Everything changed. See, I was distracted. Now, it was wrong. Everything wrong about was wrong. But see, I got mad. And instead of getting into the Lord, I got into Derek. And when I got into Derek, see, now I'm about to destroy some stuff. I'm about to say some stuff. Now, people say, well, you have every right, this, that. Yeah, I do, but you got to understand, this life isn't theirs no more. This life belongs to the Lord. I have to handle every situation. And every situation doesn't always requires a quick response. Sometimes you just got to sit back and let the Lord handle the situation because he's in control of the situation. He knows what me and my wife are doing. He knows the ministry that we set up before us. So every time something that doesn't go right doesn't mean that we have to react in a way of, okay, I'm going to take care of this. No, the Lord said just sit back and say, I had to catch myself because if I didn't, it could have caused other issues. And even though morally I would have been right, spiritually I'd have been wrong because I didn't consult with the Father. And that's what I'm learning in this stage of my life, to start letting the Lord consult with him before I start talking. Again, ministers said yesterday from the inside out. Because on the inside I was saying some stuff that just wasn't right. Even though it was justified in me saying it, that's not what the Lord wanted me to do. And whose life is this? Is it Derek's life or is this the Lord's life? So in order for the Lord to clean it up, I got to do it the way he wants me to do it, not the way I want to do it. And I'm just saying that to people out there that may be listening. You can't always do it the way you want to do it. Sometimes if you're living for the Lord, sometimes you got to take a step back. And the Lord may be trying to get your attention to tell you to do some things differently. Even though we don't serve a different God, you know, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. But sometimes he's trying to get our attention on how to handle situations. And if we focus and get distracted by every little thing, you know, it could put ourselves in a deeper hole than what we really need to be in. But that's really all I want to say. Continue to pray for us. Pray for my family. Pray for our mothers. We're going to take December off. Not because we're doing a lot of stuff, but because we want to take the time to spend with each other and our family and, you know, do it the way the Lord has told us to do it. So with that being said, don't forget about tomorrow night. Praise Tabernacle Bible Study is at 7 p.m. Our Bishop Omar Zachary is our bishop, and our Tuesday night Bible study, same internet station, same phone number, tomorrow at 7 p.m. Also, we have coming back if you want to listen to the live broadcast on Sunday morning at 9 a.m. Praise Tabernacle Church be live at 9 a.m. right here on Chaos Talk. If you want to go to Facebook and watch them on their Facebook page, it is Praise Tabernacle Church, Lawrenceville, and that'll be their Facebook page. You can watch it live right then and there Sunday morning at 9 a.m. Also, don't forget, on Wednesday morning, we have vent break at 8 a.m. on Wednesday morning. If you want to get a quick word, inspirational word before you get your Wednesday started, vent break is at 8 a.m. Also, we have on Wednesday night at 9 p.m., we have a Watchman on the Wall with Elder George Bizarre out of Warren, Ohio. Him and Overseer Timothy Jackson, they've been double teaming for the last 2 months, 3 months. So he's out of Dallas, Texas, and they're talking about end times on Wednesday night at 9 p.m. And then on Saturday, Overseer Timothy Jackson, Spiritual Sense of Life on Saturdays at 7 p.m. And that's our weekly schedule. Again, I want to thank all my sponsors who've been supporting me since 2009, Pepsi, Royal Caribbean, Pizza Hut, Outback, Finish Line. I want to thank you all for becoming the first of the year. And y'all question, what does that mean? Well, when the first of the year comes, we'll have more details with what that means for us and where we're going. And pretty much, we're going to be used in the Disney world. So I'm happy about that. The Lord keep opening up doors, and the doors we're going, the devil don't want us there. That's why we're there. I was wondering if I would be the one to go enter this fight. And the Lord said, you enter it, but he has to guide us. He has to be the mouthpiece for us. And that doesn't mean, but the other ministers that's on the team, Praise Tabernacle, you know, just do yourself, do you. But we're going to have a new audience that's going to be listening to us. And one of the conditions is we can say what we're going to say. And what we're going to say is the truth. The truth, and the truth will set people free. And as long as we keep the truth in God's word truth, and then keep it the way he would have us do it, we'll be all right. We'll be all right. So I'm looking forward to it. I want to thank all y'all for joining us on tonight. Kay, wife, thank you for putting this together on tonight. I appreciate you. Love you. And with that being said, yes. Kay, I'm going to have you dismiss us and get us out of here.
All right. Father God, we come to you this evening. Thank you once again for allowing us to come together. Thank you for your loving hands of protection, how you guide us and lead us. Thank you for just being who you are in our life. And thank you for just everything that you're doing. We pray for everybody that's amongst us listening on tonight. We pray for their families. We plead the blood of Jesus over their lives. We thank you for traveling mercies for people that will be on the highways. We thank you for just being God. At the end of the day, we give you all the praise. We give you all the honor. We give you all the glory, for there is none like you, nobody above you, nobody greater than you. So thank you for being our Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Good night.
I just want to tell the truth. I just want to tell the truth.